Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, November 8, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today with a look at the tenuous situation facing the Palestinians. A leadership crisis will likely lead the area into chaos, a scenario the Israelis and Palestinians hope to avoid. Sat7's Glenn Hartson says their teams are committed to maintaining ministry on the air.
We are very concerned about Christians throughout the region, especially in the Gaza area. There are some wonderful Palestinian Christians that are being caught in that situation that certainly need our prayers greatly right now, but on the other side of the coin, we are seeing great harvest that is taking place through God's word at this time in history.
Next, even as the church in southern India faces ongoing harassment, Christian Resources International is moving in support of evangelical workers. CRI's Harry Palmer says they're hoping to send 2 20-foot containers to Andhra Pradesh and Kerala states by January.
Both of these containers are going to contain seminary material. There'll be some Bibles, but a lot of theological books in there to help with their library. We need to pray that the literature gets there safely.
And God's love is bringing hope to young women rescued from human trafficking in Thailand and Myanmar. A missionary couple established the New Life Center as an outreach and haven for these rescued girls. They often listen to Transworld Radio's Women of Hope programs and have learned about God's love and the hope they can have through Jesus Christ. God has used the ministry of TWR to turn the misery and suffering of these young women into the hope and healing found only in Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video featuring my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.